First, food banks and pantries across the state have seen an increase in demand as the COVID-19 pandemic has caused people to either lose their jobs temporarily or permanently. Our next guest joins us to talk about how their food pantry is adapting to COVID-19 in order to meet the needs of residents throughout Dane County. Helen Osborne Senatus is the program manager at the River Food Pantry. Helen, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks so much. I'm excited, really excited to be here.
And Chris Tuttle is the River Food Pantry's chef. Chef Chris, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, Helen, let's start with you. How has your food pantry been impacted by the ongoing pandemic?
Yes. Well, we, you know, before the pandemic, we all of our services were within our building. But, you know, that was one of the first changes we had to make was moving everything to curbside. And one of our services was our community meals, which was great just because it was a fresh, hot, nutritious meal available for households when they came to get groceries. And sadly, that was one of the first things that we had to discontinue. Just, you know, having a lot of people sitting closely, eating together was kind of going against all the health code recommendations. But so we moved everything outside, so it's all curbside right now. So everyone, you know, either walks up or drives up, and we're able to provide a week's worth of groceries, you know, right outside. And it's a pretty quick process. And we just kind of looking at some numbers. One of the biggest things that stands out is the number of households coming to the river for the very first time. Looking at, you know, the time span from mid-March when we had to change our operations through last week and comparing that time frame this year to last year, we've actually signed up over 1,000 brand new households who'd never been to the river before, and that's about an 80% increase compared to last year at the time. So that's just one thing that speaks to the growing need of food pantries and the growing concern about food stability for households.
That's a huge jump, Helen. Do you have enough food to keep up with that huge increase?
Yes. Our operations team, our director of operations, is amazing at being able to get food. And, you know, luckily there's been a lot available. Second Harvest is one of our largest partner and our local food bank. And so we've been able to get a lot of food from them and also other partners in the community. And, yes, we have plenty of food. Luckily, yeah, we're able to meet the demand.
Chris, let's turn to you now. As chef at River Food Pantry, you've had to make this transition from these on-site community meals to these food kits. Talk about what you're doing to, you know, give some of that meal experience, even though it can't be on-site.
Well, you know, yeah, we like to see all the people. We get to know them that come in. Now we're basically after they pick up food that's loaded up into their car from the market. The next stop is the drive-through family meal, and it took us a couple months from the time when the indoor meal was canceled until we were able to launch this program. We had, you know, limited amount of people that we could have in the building at any time, and age restrictions kept us from being able to launch it immediately. But it's been going about a month now, and it's going pretty strong, going good. I think it's working out pretty well.
Now, can you talk about the challenge of, you know, instead of preparing a meal that's ready to eat, preparing a meal that's ready to cook when people get home?
Not too much different. We just got a wonderful blast chiller. We get the stuff down to temp, and it's about the same, except we have to package it and, you know, get it done ahead of time, not just put it out buffet style. So, you know, it limits what we can, how many options we can give them. But so far, we've been able to put out consistently good meals with nutritious ingredients. You know, we try to get vegetables or salads into each meal, try to get nutrition out into the community is one of our goals.
We're talking about a food pantry response to COVID-19, increased demand, and it changes the conditions where the food can be prepared and distributed. We have Helen Osborne Senatus with us and Chris Tuttle. They're both with River Food Pantry in Dane County. Helen, can you talk a little a bit about the response to this program now, this food kit program?
Yes. Our first couple weeks, we actually put out a survey just so we could get some direct feedback as folks were taking home the meals. And, I mean, overall, people are really appreciative and enjoying having a ready-made meal that There's little to no prep, beyond just reheating. And so it's really easy for families who might be in transition or like living from one place to another or are just very busy. And so it's response has been really positive. And even for staff as well, it's just great to be able to provide this service. Our interim executive director, Rhonda Adams, has been here for about 8 years. And the community meal is always one of, something she was really proud of and excited to be able to offer. And so being able to have this again, just kind of in a different form is just, we're all really happy to be able to provide it.
And Chris, I know the coronavirus has had an impact on restaurant kitchens and how they can work. Has this changed the way you and the team there actually do the job and work together? What kind of challenges has that posed?
Well, it's kept us farther apart in the kitchen. Luckily, we have a big facility where we're sort of like a warehouse with a huge kitchen and other operations set up in it. So as we've gone on through time and gotten better at, thinking ahead of how we're going to set things up in terms of prepping the food and cooking it and all the things you have to do with the food. We now have, banquet tables where people are set up generally 20, 30 feet apart. I just make sure there's a workstation created for them and everything's ready when they come in. And it's not too bad. Like I said, luckily we have plenty of space. If this was a small facility, I think we'd have a very difficult time. Like most kitchens are pretty small. We're pretty fortunate.
And Chris, do you, when you're preparing a meal for people to make at home, do you think about people who might have, not as much access to that full kitchen? How simple do you have to keep it, given that people might be preparing this food in different settings?
That's a good point that we thought about quite a bit before we launched the program, exactly what are our biggest concerns. And I guess we just assume everybody has some way of heating it up for the most part, but if they don't, we do a lot of cold sandwiches and things like that. We mix it up. But generally, if there's a microwave or a stovetop, you can just, put the spaghetti in the pot and reheat it or stew or whatever it is that we have.
And Helen, I know people around the state who are in better financial shape right now might be wondering how they could help out a food bank like yours or others around the state. What are some of the best ways for people to help out?
Oh, yes, definitely. Actually, right now we have a match from a donor, a matching gift up to $25,000 for money donated towards FAM before September 1st. And that's all, on our website, riverfoodpantry.org. Monetary donations are always very much appreciated just because it helps keep our shelves stocked and helps us feeding the community. Also, another great way is coming and volunteering. Chris is our chef and he's in the kitchen and leading the volunteers through helping prepare and serve these meals. If you have some time, we'd love to see you.
And Chris, I know, when I cook for my family or whoever, I like to see them eat the food. Do you miss that experience of having the people on site and seeing how the meals go over?
No, definitely. Yeah. In fact, one of our future goals is to at least have some sort of maybe an outdoor meal during the summer on once a week, maybe Fridays. And I try to get out and actually do the handout when I can. Once in a while I get to, and it's nice to see all the old faces. It's really great to talk to them again. It is. It's the one big negative about this program. It's a good program. It's working well, but not being able to see all the people that we've gotten to know, that's one thing we miss.
And Helen, what are you looking for over the next couple of months? What else might be in store there at the pantry?
Here at the pantry, we're just, we've, like I said, had to change operations in a lot of ways, in big ways, but kind of just looking at, for continued community feedback, just so we can make sure that we're serving our community as best we can. And this is just phase one of FAM. And like Chris said, maybe doing a meal on site or potentially in the future. Right now, families can come once a week to get the meal. And so hopefully in the future, being able to expand that to multiple times during the week or getting it out into neighborhoods. Just looking at as many options as there are and then working towards them.
Well, thanks to both of you for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much. We really appreciate being here.
Thanks a lot.
We've been talking to Helen Osborne Senatus, Program Manager at the River Food Pantry. Chris Tuttle is the River Food Pantry's chef. They joined us today to tell us how the pantry is working to provide healthy meals for people and families throughout Dane County as the COVID-19 pandemic continues.